Cowichan citizens are mourning the death this week of Esquisalenuve William, Chip, Seymour, who served 4 terms as Cowichan tribe's chief until 2022. He was 73. During his time as chief, Seymour, who also served 4 terms as a councillor from 2006 TP 2013, focused on education, employment, training, culture, housing, and working to re-establish a sense of hope among young people. Cowichan Tribe's chief Lydia Whitsum called Seymour a beloved member of the community who championed our Kowatsin Tumuv, or land code, so that we could have control over our lands. The self-governance initiative was passed in 2019. Our community has lost a valuable contributor, someone who was deeply committed to defending Cowichan Tribe's rights and title, lifting up and sharing our culture, and improving opportunities for our people, Whitsum said. Judith Sayers, president of the Nuu-Cha-Nulth Tribal Council, described Seymour as a kind, giving man who took the leadership of his very large community very seriously. Sayers said he worked hard to uphold Cowichan rights and provide the services people needed. He tried to balance rights and economic development and find jobs for his very large membership, Sayers said in an email, adding Seymour also worked with other First Nations on Vancouver Island to advance First Nation rights. Prior to 2013, Seymour served Cowichan tribes as operations and maintenance manager. Generations of athletes benefited from his many decades of coaching the Cowichan Eagles soccer team, training coaches, and traveling to international competitions, the Cowichan tribe said in a statement. He was an advocate and steady voice for our people during the COVID-19 pandemic, bringing people together in the face of racism, implementing necessary shelter-in-place restrictions to protect elders, and supporting partnerships to provide temporary shelter at the mound for our most vulnerable citizens, the statement said. Deborah Toporowski, a former counselor with Cowichan Tribes, said that the former chief died Monday and she's still trying to process the news. There's a sadness over the whole community. Everyone is feeling it. Toporowski said Seymour was a great leader. Everyone loved him, no matter what political background you were from. She said in his role as co-chair of the Cowichan Watershed Board, Seymour reinforced the importance of whole watershed thinking and collaborative approaches to achieving the board's targets. He was described as having grown up exploring the Cowichan watershed, the river and its tributaries. He was a great mentor to many people in our community, said Toporowski, who also knew him as a soccer coach. He was just an incredible person. North Cowichan Mayor Rob Douglas said the former chief's death is a big loss for his family, Cowichan tribes and the community as a whole. He was definitely a respected leader right across the Cowichan region, said Douglas. I appreciate the time I got to spend with him. He was always a very strong advocate for Cowichan tribes and was really committed to advancing meaningful reconciliation with non-Indigenous people, including the municipality of North Cowichan. The mayor said one of the former chief's strengths was his ability to form relationships with people. He had a solid understanding of the challenges his community was facing and how to advocate on behalf of Cowichan tribes members. Seharnet at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.